We are humans. We are mortal. And our lives are surprisingly shorter than we think. It's unknown whether we will be dead today or tomorrow, uncertain when our time will come. The only thing we can know and can be sure about is our death. That's where our focus should lie. We need to create a sense of urgency while still living in the present, mastering the skill of enjoying the moment while being driven by the future. The urgency of accomplishment is what brings us alive, propelling us forward. What if I told you this was the last Monday morning of your life? Would you waste time complaining about your job or the tests you don't want to take? I don't think so. You would elevate your thinking to a much higher level. It's the awareness of our mortality that sharpens our focus on being alive. In order for change efforts to be successful, it's important to ensure that enough people act quickly and with urgency. They need to be constantly looking for opportunities and problems, energizing their colleagues and instilling a sense of greatness. If there isn't sufficient urgency, a significant change may feel like trying to push a massive boulder up towering mountain. Kotze and Cohen's book, The Heart of Change, shares real-life examples of life of people transforming their organizations. The initial phase of the Kotze change model involves establishing a feeling of immediacy. A sense of urgency is circular in order to disrupt the current state of motionless and bring about change. A crisis brings about a feeling of immediacy. From the viewpoint of the change agent, a crisis is not a challenge, it's a chance. Always take advantage of beneficial crises. It's a chance to accomplish tasks that you previously believed were untenable. Creating a feeling of urgency is difficult, so take advantage of it when it naturally occurs during a crisis. Instead of debating if the crisis is exaggerated, utilize the heightened sense of urgency to address necessary improvement. Until next time, keep going. Consistency is the key.